For some people, the gym does not feel like a welcoming place. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has the story of a new space that's trying to give everyone the chance to move their bodies.
Leontay Paul's dance class is relentlessly energetic.
Good job! Keep moving! Keep going! You got it! It's good! Hey! Hey! Hey!
She's hopping around, kicking up her legs, and the light-up shoes she's wearing are a blur. Behind her, rows of students are mimicking her movements. One of them is Coriander Rainbow. Rainbow is sitting.
So I do Zumba mostly from a chair. I'm getting ready to maybe stand up once in a while.
Rainbow, whose pronoun is they, has fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue.
To be able to come to Tay's class and, you know, even though I'm still in the chair, I'm, you know, wiggling around and dancing and moving my feet. It makes me feel like really connected to who I was when I was younger.
This class is happening at a place called Positive Force Movement, and Rainbow's been coming here since it opened a few months ago. The co-founders are Laura McSpadden.
I'm Laura McSpadden. I use they, them pronouns.
And Christine Walker.
I'm Christine Walker, and I use she, her pronouns.
The place looks like a gym. There are shelves of kettlebells next to exercise balls. They've got weights and punching bags. But they're careful not to describe this space as a gym.
It's a inclusive, accessible, welcoming movement environment here in Rochester, New York.
Walker says focusing on exercise and working out builds the feeling that people's bodies are wrong, that they need correction. And they say that can be really harmful, especially for people who are transgender.
The world spends so much time invalidating trans folks, using words, misgendering, using terms that are harmful and hateful. Words are kind of everything.
So the pair set out to make this new space. Initially, they envisioned it as a place that would be welcoming for people who are transgender. But their scope broadened really quickly.
It just grew from there. Okay, well, we can offer this for trans folks. We can offer this for queer folks and Black folks and all people of color and deaf folks and disabled. And, you know, just we went on and figured out how to do it well. So because it's needed.
They also put a strong focus on consent. It's part of an effort to make their classes hospitable to people who have experienced trauma. In a restorative yoga class, Sarah Yanello asks her students for permission to turn off the lights. She asks them if they're comfortable with the fans blowing, with the doors closing.
Is everybody okay with me closing this door?
Yanello says she asks those questions because people sometimes don't realize they're carrying trauma until something triggers it. She says she always wants to warn people when there's going to be a change in their environment. Walker and McSpadden say as they've built their clientele, they've found new ways to adapt to people's needs. They teach students how to put weights down gently and quietly to help people with sensory processing issues. They offer scholarships for people who need financial help. By all accounts, it's working. The people who go to their classes say there's nowhere else like it in Rochester. They crowdfunded more than $10,000 to open the space, and they say the number of people in their classes just keeps growing.
Hey, hey, I'm feeling good!
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.